American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past, from the Dogwater Studios, high above the biggest little city in the world. It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I am your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. And today, on our show, we have the world premiere of the album Beachmaster by Redfield Clipper. They're in the studio. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. Hit it.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Shit.
That was it. Yeah.
It was hard. I had some other things I was going to say, and I forgot.
There's an old DJ that Michael Mara makes fun of that would say, and now here's so and so, and the post wouldn't be there, and he would go to sing for you, just to make it last long enough to get to So good job.
Did I sound excited and hit the post? So that's all that really matters, folks.
Right.
Anyway, I'm here with Dogwater Dick, Cadillac Kim, fucking Redfield Clippers, or Redfield Clipper.
Clipper, yeah.
Redfield, which is one word, Clipper, which is another word.
Yeah.
And you're Clipper himself. Yes. You're the clip.
Uh-huh. Dude, you don't look like you've had a haircut in a long time.
I've never gotten a clip, ever.
You would look great bald. So.
Yeah, that's ironic. I'm sorry, you're the Duke.
Yeah, baby. What's up?
Duke.
Happy to be here.
No one touches the Duke, okay?
Okay, that's Duke. Correct, dude.
You gotta like, yeah. And if you do touch the Duke, you better wash your fucking hands afterwards.
Yeah, do not call upon the Duke when the floods come.
I heard that. So it is written.
Well, we're going to get into what Redfield Clipper is all about. But first, we got to talk to Kim about a town north of here called Seattle.
Kim is here?
Kim
I'm
is
here. Hello.
Where's Rory?
Oh, I'm sorry. Vacation. Where is Rory? I think he got the hemorrhoids again.
Fuck you, Rory. So
he couldn't make it out. They were serious this time.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
That's probably what happened.
Somebody fucked him.
That would explain this.
Butt play gone awry.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Once in a while, I'll get fucked and I still make the show.
But yeah, okay, so I went to Seattle a couple of weekends ago. On a whim, and I ended up partying with...
On a whim.
I was just like, I was at a show at midnight, and my friend called me and was like, do you want to go to Seattle tomorrow? And I said, sure. She said, be here in 4 hours. Okay. So I went to her house, and we drove to Seattle, and I ended up partying with the tour manager for one of my favorite bands of all time, Larry and His Flask.
Oh, cool.
No shit.
Yeah. So I met this guy at a bar. Well, one of my friends from Manchester happened to be in Seattle that weekend. And so we were hanging out, and her friend is Andy Gates, who is a tour manager for Larry and His Flask. He invited us to a barbecue at his house, and I was like, yeah, fuck, why not? And I didn't know he was the tour manager at the time. So we go out to this house, like, 45 minutes out of the city, and my friends are bitching. They're like, this is too long of a drive. This is stupid. We get out there, and I see his Larry and His Flask, and I joke with him about it, and he was like, oh, you know them? And I'm like, yeah. And so, yeah, so we sat there and partied. We partied for like 6 hours and drank beer, and he cooked me hot dogs.
Fuck, nice. How did he smell?
Not like hot dogs. He smelled good, I guess. I don't know.
The last time I went to a Larry and His Flask show, it was the fucking smelliest audience I have ever encountered in my life.
Well, they get sweaty.
There was so no. This is not like everybody got sweaty at the show. This is like an entire room full of people who hadn't bathed, like smelly white kids. Like it smelled so bad. And I don't know if it was like five really bad guys or if everybody just agreed not to bathe until Larry and His Flask played, but. But Jesus Christ. And so I associate Larry and His Flask with standing up drumming, really great music, and smelly audience.
Yeah, I've never had that experience at a Larry and His Flask show. Fuck. This just was a lot at, of sweating.
What was the fucking bar in Sparks?
The Alley.
Yeah, when they played The Alley.
Yep, that was the last thing they played here.
Holy shit. Oh,
it's good,
God.
Though.
Great show.
They packed like 600 people in that place.
Yeah.
And they have a capacity of 149. Not even kidding.
And
wow.
Everybody's mouth.
Well,
so fuck that's so he bathes.
He bathes.
And it made me wonder if Larry and his flask
smell. He makes hot dogs.
Because you wouldn't know.
He's a wonderful older gentleman, and he invited me to his house party where Larry and his flask will be playing, actually, in Seattle for his birthday in December.
They're like, oh, so I'm going back. He just has them play his birthday.
Now you have to report on that show and maybe get some audio for us.
Oh, I will. I will. Yeah. And like the coolest part was John from Riptide and Swigs actually met me in Seattle, too.
No shit.
No shit.
Interview with him.
He happened to be there.
He was just on the show recently.
He was just on the show 3 weeks ago. He happened to be there, and he was just like,
no, I meant Larry.
He didn't know who. Oh, yeah. He didn't know who this guy was either. And he went out to this barbecue with us, and then he just like almost lost his shit. He was so giddy and so excited because Riptide actually opened for the last show that Larry and his Flask played in Reno. And he was just like, are you kidding me right now?
Right.
It was great. So we're both going up. There's like a group of us.
Neat.
Going back up for this private birthday party.
That worked out good.
This is my life, I guess.
Jesus, that's rad.
Yeah. What else did you do in Seattle?
We just saw the sights, the sculpture garden, like, you know, boring touristy stuff. Found a really rad coffee shop.
Did you
go
to the EMP?
I didn't. It was super expensive. It was like $45, and we were just like, meh. We only had like 2 hours to spend, so we didn't want to do that. But next time I go up, December 28th.
Yeah, maybe. You should go to the EMP early and start at the top and move your way down.
All right. Pro travel tip.
And do it all day because there's so much shit to see.
Do it all day. That's what she said.
Yeah. Is that, if we weren't talking in acronyms, what is that? For those of us who haven't been to Seattle.
Experience Music
Project. But it's not called that anymore.
Oh.
It's a pop culture museum. I don't know. But yeah.
So it's a museum with stuff.
It's a museum with stuff.
It's all rock and
all
roll.
All about musicians and rock and roll history. And
oh, okay.
When I went, they had a Beatles thing and they had a Nirvana thing going on, like exhibit. And then they had like the ones that are always there, like Jimi Hendrix. It's like this cool horseshoe
of
his
rad.
Life and stuff like that.
Yeah, I want to
anyway,
see it.
I love that town. I used to live there for a few years before I moved to Reno in 90.
I will be spending a lot of time there soon. So I'm excited about that. So you'll have to tell me all about living in Seattle. And then the other cool thing that happened to me was Friday night. So I went and saw your show, Nick, Roxy Colley, on Thursday night, which was great.
Yeah. Midtown Art Walk.
Yeah, the Midtown Art Walk was fucking rad. And then Friday night, Travis Hayes played at the Saint.
Uh-huh.
And we've been friends for like a little bit, but I didn't think we were close enough to do this. But we hung out and we partied, and he asked me back to his hotel room. Not like that, but with a bunch of people. And I got to be in his music video for his newest single.
Oh, cool.
So that was cool. We just went to this like hotel party at the Sands.
Nice.
Yeah, did a bunch of cool shit. So that is my life.
Very cool, Kim.
And we're installing the Whale this week. So that has also been taking up a lot of my time. Yeah.
Where is it going again?
City Plaza, right next to City Hall. By the Believe sculpture.
Okay, cool.
All the pieces are down there now. You can just like roll by and see it.
No, I haven't seen it. Are homeless people going to sleep on it like the Believe sign?
I don't think they can. It's slippery.
I always see the Believe sign and I always think, believe that homeless people could sleep on this.
Sad.
Because it's always like people like in the like E, you know, it's a perfect shape for like a homeless person.
You'd have to be a contortionist to sleep on the Whale.
No.
I think.
Yeah. Oh fuck it. Okay, yeah. so it's like homeless proof.
But wait till you guys see it all lit up and stuff. It's gonna be a hell of a light show at night. I can't wait for you to see it. I'm so stoked.
So when will it be? When will it be totally assembled and ready and lit up at night?
By this weekend.
Fuck, I go home past that all the time at night, and I'm gonna look to my left and be all
you're
holy
gonna see
shit.
A 60-foot tall whale.
Fuck, that's rad.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah. So that's my life.
Neat.
Big Anyone fish.
Else? It's a big fish.
You doing anything cool, Rick, in audio world or gay world or anything?
Yeah, no, I haven't done anything gay. It's been shitty. Have you?
Just, Elise.
Oh, so did we have like a love connection?
We've been together for like 3 weeks now.
Are you fucking
like, almost
serious?
Almost every single day. Yeah, it's weird.
My God, that's so rad.
I know.
So did she turn out to be as cool as you initially? Dude, we all
totally.
Heard on the show. When this happened, like everybody who was listening when Elise was here
it's actually at 59 minutes that I asked her out on air.
Fuck.
Wow.
No, and there was constant
everybody's
going
to go listen to the, what band was that again?
Swigs.
The Swigs.
Swigs, yeah. Swigs.
Swigs, not the Swigs.
Swigs. The Swigs episode.
Yeah, exactly. The episode with the Swig. God damn it.
With
Swigs. Fucked it up again.
Right.
They got to just add the because it's too hard to remember that it's not a thing.
Agreed.
Fuck. Fuck. So she turned out to be as rad as you thought she was?
Yeah, she's super
And you don't
cool.
have like a desire to be all like running? Is it like that? Or is it like you guys are just like hanging out and whatever happens happens?
We're already picking out the color of our Subaru. The U-Haul comes next week.
Shit.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's good. Things are good.
That's
just
good.
Just joking about the Subaru part.
Right, I don't like it when girls pee on me.
So,
I don't know what
I don't know why Chewy would say that.
I don't know why Chewy would say that either. Well, who'd you record, Rick?
Lots and lots of people and things. Fuck. I mean, when we had your band in here, but not you, just everybody else doing like mixing work, and it's the really boring part that you would hate, Nick.
Yeah, I like the stuff you sent me. That was cool.
Fuck, so it's getting like, so that's like lots of little pieces, and oh, Jesus Christ. I've had Reptile Roots League in here a lot, and they're fucking rad, and who else?
Reptile Roots League.
I'm so slammed. I'm just like,
what kind of music is that?
Dude, it's kind of Tool-y, it's really sludgy, and the vocals are really fucking rad, and they used all, he's doing his own drum tracks because they don't have a drummer, but it's awesome sounding fucking sludgy like drums that he made. So that's all really fucking cool. And then we retract everything else, and I'm really enjoying that. And I just finished up the I just finished up a bunch of things. So I'm sorry, my brain's like all.
That's all right.
Yeah, but really, it's been like band after band after band after band, like fucking every single goddamn weekend, and I'm totally exhausted. And
yeah. You don't have no time to go have sex, huh?
Yeah, and Prince Robot's gonna, their stuff's almost done. I'm like right on the edge. I got like three more songs to work on and the whole album's finished. And
they're fucking cool.
Oh my God.
I like Prince Robot.
It's just like, I love the like broken toy guitar tones and fucking, I don't know. The whole thing is just amazing. And the vocals. And now that I've been listening to it over and over again, I'm really hearing her words. Mm-hmm. You know, because you just, the show is an experience to see them live, but then like when you get to stop and really examine what she's saying, like so there's been a couple times I'm like, oh, that was fucking really clever. I never noticed she said that right there. So yeah, a lot of fun.
I like
stuff.
That too. On the record, you can really hear Margie singing on the Roxy record too.
Dude, that stuff. And we did some crazy shit, Nick. We completely eradicated you. I mean, that
thank
the
you
one song. We did. Well, we had Nick play it for everybody else in the studio. Duke, are you listening?
Yes.
Like we had Nick play an entire song on the drums, and we got an entire live take. Then we ignored everything and took Nick like section by section, just went like, oh, that one time he played that really perfect and it's the way John likes it. And so we chopped that out and made a loop and then like maxed it out and crunched it and did and lined up everything perfectly to a grid for just that one loop. And then we got another loop for the lead into the chorus and another loop for the chorus and another. So we just like took pieces of his drums and then rebuilt the song.
It's weird. It sounds robotic.
Yeah. And John was like, I really want this to sound robotic.
Mission accomplished, man.
Mm-hmm. So John has a vision, and we just like fall with it. His first idea was to take your entire drum track without it being done to a metronome and chop it and quantize the whole thing to a random time signature, or to a random like time, like just like a set time. And I was like, dude, that's gonna make a mess.
Yeah. Did you try it just to hear what it would do?
No, we talked about it conceptually, and then he started going. I said, you know what, I think we need to do. So I talked him into this, which is better than what he initially wanted.
Good job.
I just want you to know that, like, we were going to shred you worse.
Well, I appreciate it.
And then, yeah. So,
yeah.
It was fun, though. Like, to.
Yeah, I heard it.
Loop up the shit.
I heard it. It was cool.
And we got it. And we still got to, like, work on it and stuff. And then we were able to, like trip out all the guitars and shit with some fucked up shit. And but we just, like, did it all real quick. And now we got to, like, work on it and think about it. And anyway.
Crickets. Yeah.
Lots of fun stuff. Right.
We had the,
lots of
the
fun
wind.
Stuff.
It's boring to people, I guess.
Yeah. Why would I even keep talking about this?
Well, I mean, like, they're all, I don't know who these bands are they're talking about. Why am I listening to the show?
Yeah.
So I guess if you're from Reno, it's better for you if you listen to the show. That's why we do it, right?
Yeah.
Well, to get to know bands.
Dude, that experimental shit John made me do is cool because, like, I'm so used to just dealing with full live bands. Like, that's mostly what I do is full live bands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Full whole bands actually playing. So
it was really fun to like operate, be a,
Yeah.
Do you know, some major surgery.
Do some fucking fucked up robotic computer shit.
Voodoo.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're voodoo-licious, dude. Let's talk to Redfield Clipper. Here we go.
I guess.
You guys, the name of the band is Redfield Clipper. The name of the album is, one more time?
Beachmaster.
Beachmaster.
Well, wait, and is one of you Redfield Clipper?
I'm Redfield Clipper. So my official name is Nicholas Redfield Clipper Mills. So it's my two middle names.
Do you know how much your voice sounds like Mac's voice?
No. No, I don't.
Like, for a minute, I totally thought that was Mac talking. Have you been spending a lot of time with Mac? You know,
who's
when
Mac?
You spend a lot of time with people?
Yeah, he's
I'm sorry.
One of my first
Have you been spending a lot of time with
college?
Duke? Because you said, like, my best friend and I one time was talking in Sacramento, and somebody said, "Do you know Justin? Because you just said five things that sound exactly like Justin." And so we just talk the same.
Uh-huh.
I think you guys have like spent too much time together, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, probably.
We have.
Yeah.
We have. Right. We're very close.
Sexually.
I'm pretty sick of him.
Yeah. We get on each other's nerves
really.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. We have a semi-abusive relationship.
Yes. No, really?
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Uh-huh. On the thing, I was listening in to some of the tracks we're going to be hearing, and I was like, fuck, is that all Mac? Do you just do other stuff? And he's like, no, I'm singing all this. And I'm like, fuck, you sound like Mac. I mean Duke.
Duke.
Yeah, whatever.
You sound like
the Duke.
Yeah.
They call me the Duke because I live lavish. This will help people remember the Duke.
So like Duke and Duchess Duke.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. Like a king. You know what I mean? It's I live a very rich life. I don't make a lot of money, but I live very rich. So they call me the Duke because, you know, I take my time. I'm a guide and, you know, I'm like rock solid. And that's why I play the bass and rap. Hashtag play bass and rap.
Nice.
Yeah, that's sick.
Nice that's hashtag. Dope.
Hashtag the Duke abides.
That's going to be the name of the show, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the title. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah, so we got some brand new music.
Cool.
And we're really happy to bring it here and premiere it. These are going to be the first ears on it outside of our immediate circle of colleagues.
Cool. Can we take a listen?
So yeah, let's just get into it. Some questions will roll off for sure. We're gonna start with the title track of the album called Beachmaster.
Beachmaster.
From the shimmer of the tyrants, keeping kids reminded that pressure makes diamonds. I'm bearing all the loads like the treasure was consignment. Lying where I dream after seeing the dream was lying. Now I'm riding and I'm flying high on the high that I'm supplying. See me shining ice in mine and gold from the silver lining. I'm holding up the lows for the hoes I ain't buying. Only lean triple C's cause I can't be caught crying. Boy, you playing like a girl. How you finna rule the world? We need you to take control. Wanna see you lift and curl. Hear the fire you unfurl. And bitches trying to form a crew. Stupid is a stupid dude. We need you to fill a role. Make them red and black and blue. Now you feel like we do. You can never trust a hoe to love you, bro. Just take the dough and dip. See on the bridge and take him close. And get the hole and get a throw to slip. The pussy yours is fast more. Group of whores hit the floor and sell. Tricking out the host to flip. Sneaky brother's blood will drip. And all my butterflies fly out the sky. That's why they call me Clip. Chicken wings all in my gut. My power reserved for the nut. My sexual prowess admired. And doubtless is countlessly mounted. But crushed by the word of a slut. Word on the beach is a threat to my hub. No one will say if they pray to get cut. My harem is flaring. They wearing and tearing. I'm swearing I really be sharing the gut. Fellas be staring. My yell is so blaring. I'm scaring these daring ass fools like a stud. This is my mud. Pussy brothers ain't beach front. Pussy we can't come from. Cows come and trying to get fucked. Beastmaster only get his dick sucked. A battle for this catalyzer. Don't touch. Proud of power my affinity. Devour all infinity, natural, proclivity. Cause every word of femininity is a word I use for negativity. Fuck.
The beach master is a lonely fool. His soul's slipping away, but he's staying on. Hip-hop is the tool while they're hating the heart.
noisiness. See, boy becomes a man when the man tell him how to ride. This boy gets a plan and some land with a banging bride. But I'm dead inside, see life's a lie and I'm defined. And on these lines the brothers' minds combine. It's intertwined by haters, players, tricks and dominators trying to ride the vibe. So I subscribe to a fright tribe, a pity, ignorant indignity. I found a fake identity, a friend in me who sends me masculinity. He said your voice get friendly and I said fucking hell company. There ain't no love, can't get this fucking ass off me. And don't cry, homie.
A beach master is a lonely fool. It's all slipping away, but it's ain't no more hip-hop. Is the tool or the hand of art? Against the MC, it's just a broken heart. A beach master is a lonely fool. It's all slipping away, but it's ain't no more hip-hop. Is the tool or the hand of art? Against the MC, it's just a broken heart.
The beach master really is a work of art. He swims like a lion, bites like a shark, but in reality he is blubbery, trying to grab a piece. Hot sand, wet beach, scheme to spread the seed and rule the kingdom. Building castles made of sand, twin towers, golden showers, money, power, plastic wrappers transformed the ocean to a giant garbage can. The beach master really is a fool. Kingdom crumbling down, body stay to rule. But this game is done, it's time to run. Roll off the shore, kiss the sun goodbye. Try not to cry, your skin gets dry. Hey, Redfield.
Yeah.
You doing alright, man?
No.
But the reason I'm asking is, you're looking kind of dry.
People. Space jazz.
Jesus, Riku. Just because it's not the black metal shit you listen to, Riku, doesn't mean it sucks.
She only likes bands from Sweden.
Yeah, it's awful.
But that yeah, guys.
That's crazy.
That was a trip.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
It's, we are the culmination of a 5-year plan. We've been playing this type of music for... 5 years since 2012, I think, was our first gig. It was the end of the world. The end of the Mayan calendar was our first gig. December 21st,
terrible 2012. Time to make a 5-year plan. I just got to say.
Hey, maybe the best time, though, you know. Time. Endings are new beginnings. And right now we're on the verge of releasing this brand new campaign with HD video. And the video is coming out Sunday, correct? August 6th.
Yeah.
And Sunday. What song is that?
That would
for?
Be this Sunday. Yeah.
That one's called Too Close. Okay. We got that one here too.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking when I hear hit local hip hop band, I expect to hear fucking like, you know, six, maybe a couple loops, some fucking like just some crap, and then somebody like trying to rap on top of it. Maybe good, maybe not, you know. Mm-hmm. But that was fucking really cool. That was a lot of elements and shit, you guys.
Yeah.
So where the
well constructed.
So where did you put this fucking thing together?
We did it a lot like at my place in the Potentialist studio.
As far as rehearsing the music goes.
Yeah. We put this album together at the Sound Saloon with Colin Christian.
At the 420 Valley building.
Yeah.
If you guys are familiar with that.
Shit sounds really good.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really cool working with him, and we did it over 10 days
of
recording.
Of tracking.
Yeah, tracking. And then we actually had him mix it as well.
Right, yeah. Right. Fucking Colin's always like about like doing something like crazy and like some amazing vision for shit. And
yeah,
it all fucking
yeah. An album.
Did he surprise you with some of the things that he decided to do with it, or was it all pretty much the way you had it laid out?
Yeah, no, it was great because
did you just say yeah? No,
we
we should all.
Oh,
drink.
We have no. to drink. It's an old That's tradition right. on the show. Sorry,
but
I didn't mean to derail you like that. It's
yeah,
never heard the show.
It's okay. fine. yeah, it was just really great to work with Colin.
So did he do anything weird when he mixed it, or was it like, did you go like, holy shit, I can't believe he stuck that over there?
Well, yeah, you know, some of the shit was super weird, but
we're a weird band. We're not hip hop. We're not jazz. We're 21st century American music.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean.
I had worked with him previously in another band of mine, and I got to see what he did, and I thought it'd be like perfect for this album in particular, this project.
Fucking rad.
And yeah, he did a wonderful job.
Dude,
and
that
we'll work
amazing.
With him again soon.
Kudos, yeah. Sound Saloon.
Thanks.
Yeah, the Sound Saloon. Hit them up for sure. They don't get as much traffic, but definitely check them out. It's worth it if you want to go in. On a big investment for a project that you have in mind as an artist, you know.
Yeah, and he doesn't go by the hour. He does like
package deals,
things.
So
which
talk
means
to him.
You can like get him locked into a price and then track your brains out.
Right.
So
yeah,
cool.
I'm sure Colin will love that. I see
he's accepting bookings now. So
fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let a brother know.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So the Beachmaster, the concept of this is the role of masculinity and its fragility, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And in particular, the term Beachmaster is like a.
Beachmaster was like I initially got the idea listening to, you know, like Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style. Or there's another album in particular that I kind of base this on. There's a rapper named Lil Ugly Mane from Richmond, Virginia. And a lot of these songs are just about, you know, him, like, taking his anger and aggression out in, like, inappropriate ways, kind of, like, in these violence and masculinity or, like, womanization, you know, power, weapons, drugs, and, you know, that kind of thing. And but on like if you listen closely to the album, you can hear how like he's emotionally fragile himself, and he is using these things sort of as a front. And so that's where the idea came from.
That's almost all aggression.
Yeah,
I mean, almost all aggression is rooted in fear and weakness.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
It's the adrenaline system.
Yeah,
and kinda, really losing your temper is kind of gay.
Yeah. So the Beachmaster, it's an
ecology term. It's in reference to an elephant seal and their mating ritual, which is where they stay on the beach for a whole season.
The largest male has sex with all of the women, and he
they're called cows.
The beach.
Female elephant seals.
So at least the title track. Yeah. Is kind of an elephant seal analogy.
Oh,
to
Beachmaster. I get it.
To contemporary masculinity. Yeah.
What do all these smaller males do?
They try to have sneaky
sex.
They
die.
They literally, they're called like sneaky.
They die.
Sneaky seals. And yeah, and sometimes he'll beat them to death. The Beachmaster will, because he's the biggest, he's the fattest, you know?
Far out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why that track is kind of
Mother Nature's
nautically
way,
sounding.
You know?
So we already know the answer to Donkey versus Walrus.
Well, you know, if the biggest one's
Beach
too
master.
Busy boning all the cows,
right?
That sounded so sexist when I said it, boning all the cows.
Right.
But they're really called cows.
Yeah. That's kind of, yeah.
I call my dog a bitch all the time.
Yeah. It's just one of those things.
We have a certified wildlife ecologist in the band, so we're clear to use all these terms.
Yeah. And I was going to say, we have gay hosts on the show here, so we're okay to use the gay stuff. Yeah. Right, Rick?
Yeah, yeah, we can say faggot all we want.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, let's party. Let's party.
So I know you guys say faggot all the time when nobody's around, so you can just dive into that.
I never really do, and I get uncomfortable on the show when you guys say it.
Faggot.
It makes me sad.
Oh, no.
Look on Nick's face right now.
I'm sorry, dude.
Man. So are all the songs similar to that, or do you have variants of styles? And
most of them will have that instrumentation with two exceptions. One of them is a straightforward hip-hop track. It's a beat that Mac and I rap over that our friend Bazooka Zach made. He's in the group. He does the electronics and stuff.
Oh.
And then another one's actually just an instrumental, and it's more like drum and bass kind of breakbeat, but in like a jazz context, I guess.
Cool. Are we going to hear any of that?
Yeah, let's which one do you want to do first? Do you want to do To the Ladies or something else?
You guys want to hear another one like that or something different?
Ooh, let's shake it up.
Okay. Shake it up.
Then
let's do To the Ladies.
To the Ladies. Yeah. To the Ladies.
Yeah.
This is our fun one.
Kim? Yeah.
This one's for the kids.
My sheets, we don't have to ski. Girl, lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. I said your girl is in my bed when you send in your dick pics. Boy, your girl is in my bed when you send in your dick pics. You can lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. Girl, come and lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. I said your girl is in my room when you send in your dick pics. Boy, your girl is in my room when you send in your dick pics. To the ladies, I be giving rides in my Mercedes. Get inside my crib, I won't be your baby. Fly a quick trip, bitch, let's go on vacay. To the 17 block when you feeling lonely. Got shorties in my shorties, feeling so comfortable. Got shorties in my shorties and I'm so comfortable. Got shorties drinking 40s with no players home. See, bitches is my princesses, they so lovable. White Huxtable, no nuptial. Women wonderful, humbly I'm cuddle puddleable. My support, so structural. Waiting on a honey like so functional. You know I treat the pussy like it's untouchable. Relating with your bitch is so fluxional. Girl, I know your man is so fluxional. Chicks and tricks, know I'm so gullible. Self-adjustable, changing like a blue face in the fitty. With your girl on my couch, watching Sex in the City. Digging with these hoes, don't give a F about her titties. I'll tear that body up when that bitch needs a kid. Lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. Girl, lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. I said your girl is in my bed when you send in your dick pics. Boy, your girl is in my bed when you send in your dick pics. You can lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. Girl, come and lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. I said your girl is in my room when you send in your dick pics. Boy, your girl is in my room when you send in your dick pics. To the ladies, I love them, yeah, I love them up. Greet her every day with a big old hug. We keep it clean in the sheets, we don't have to fuck. Keep it up in the tub, go rub-a-dub. I greeted my old lady with a big wet kiss. Squeeze her real tight, tell her how I miss her. Don't leave your daddy home all alone, girl. You can lay up in my bed, but we don't have to go. I just like your company and your warm soft body. Let's cuddle all night watching Netflix movies. Trees in the bedroom giving me the munchies. Might have to grab my phone and order pizza. Girl, I really love you. 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 You can lay up in my sheets, but we don't have to fuck. You can lay up in my sheets, but we don't have to fuck. You can lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. Girl, lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. I said your girl is in my bed when you send in your dick pics. Boy, your girl is in my bed when you send in your dick pics. You can lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. Girl, come and lay up in my sheets, we don't have to ski. I said your girl is in my room when you send in your dick pics. Boy, your girl is in my room when you send in your dick pics.
Oh, Okay, so to me, that song is about hanging out with girls, not having sex with them, and looking at pictures of other dudes' dicks.
Can I just admit that I had to look up the word skeet on Urban Dictionary?
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what that meant.
Do you like that word? What would you use that word
What
regularly?
Does it mean?
I would never use that word.
Okay.
What does it mean?
I'm mostly lesbian, though, so okay. It's not an issue for me.
Okay.
What does skeet mean, Kim?
No. Why don't you... Take it away,
well,
Clip.
When I was initially, like when I wrote the chorus and I thought it was funny, I thought it applied to both genders or sexes, you know. Uh-huh. It really only applies to men, I think, and it's coming. It's ejaculation.
But outside, that's skeet. Like,
do you like it in your face?
That's what that means.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Skeet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't have to
out,
do that.
Pulling out.
Yeah.
Skeet, skeet.
But orgasm is really what we're going for when we use the word skeet. It's just an orgasm. It doesn't matter what it is.
Some of that background music samples and shit remind me a little bit of like Soul Coughing. Back in the day, they would do some weird cool thing on a loop like that. And then that guy would do his poetry on top.
You have heard that music before, shit. Nick. Do you know that?
Yeah, what is that from?
Should we tell or are you keeping a secret?
No, we're not keeping a secret. It's free domain music, actually.
Fucking
but
rad.
It's used in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay. Now do you recognize it?
Yeah.
I thought as soon as it played, I'm like, I fucking know this, but what is it?
That's badass.
Yeah, I thought very it was pretty cool. You know, it has those trap rhythms, too. That's why I thought it was particularly, you know.
It's fucking really awesome.
Booming.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Our electronic music artist in the band is Bazooka Zach. So Redfield Clipper, you know, when we're outside, we mention Bazooka Zoo because a lot of people get us confused because we share a lot of the same members and we've done a lot of shows together just because, you know.
Well, you guys are in like 10 bands.
Yeah, well, we were, but now we've just kind of condensed it to Redfield Clipper. And Bazooka Zach is with us and he's the one who produced that beat. So shout out to him.
Fucking
rad. And he's in Sky Cats now, too.
Yeah, well, that's his project. Yeah, that's his... That's his brainchild.
Yeah, him and Grace Hayes.
Yeah. So yeah, they just premiered their show the other night.
And actually, Grace Hayes is on the last track of the album.
Yeah,
we have her singing with myself.
Yeah, she's also included on our album. She's everywhere. So yeah,
cool.
We decided that we wanted to get her on our stuff too.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah.
So it's like Andy Warhol in the Factory, but it's like the Potentialists and fucking all you guys and then everybody else what they're doing and Lavish Folks down there is too.
Yeah, yeah.
And Spike and all the boys, yeah.
It's like the New York school, but it's the Reno school, you know what I mean? We're all in this community kind of, you know, either side by side or passing by in a way, you know, we're all like one organism kind of all doing separate things, but together we're evolving our scene, you know what I mean? And seeing something like, you know, cover charges at the bar now, you know, that's something that Reno has to start getting used to. And like, oh, the Calneva, they charge $1 now to park there. It's like, well, hey, man, you live in a city. You know, it's not a country town anymore. So, cough up your money, you know?
I have to say, I have to point out that this last weekend when I was partying with Travis Hayes and Dearheart, which was the national touring act he was supporting, the bass player from Dearheart was just like, he was like, yeah, Reno is like in its infancy as far as music goes. And like, I think there's going to be like something is going to come out of this. We're going to be like the next Austin or Seattle or whatever is what he said. And I'm like, wow, thanks for noticing.
Yeah, that's the way
yeah,
I feel.
We've worked real hard for
I've
that.
I've heard that a lot this weekend
from
people from out of town saying that.
That's great. Yeah, that's how I feel. That's why I'll be here the next several years, you know.
Mm-hmm. I kind of hope we stay secret a little longer.
We're a boomtown. That's what it is. We are the real boomtown. Everybody knows boomtown in Verdi, but we're the actual boomtown because we're booming, you know.
Yeah,
it's
and
coming
it's not
up.
Based on casinos.
Yeah, it's more than that. I mean, the resorts, they've stepped up their game too. You know, and they're getting a little more classy, like, you know.
Dude, supporting the arts too.
Even back in the 30s and 40s, they were talking about how there's the Reno that everybody knows, and then there's this underground music scene that was going on. And that goes back like almost 100 years of this underground music scene that's going on that everybody in the City of Trembling Leaves. That's one of the main themes of the book is that there's real art happening underneath the scenes that nobody knows about. And then people make jokes about Reno being the divorce capital. And they're talking about the 20s and 30s, and this book was written in the 40s. And then here we are today, it's still going on.
Yeah, we're in the 20s almost.
But now we got a fucking place where, you know, anything can go anywhere. It's a whole different world. So We don't got to make a 78 record and mail it around.
No, you can do it all in your bedroom if you wanted.
Fuck yeah, in your pants.
Yeah.
And your fucking phone. I made up shit in my phone, but it's nothing to put out. It's just like, you know, having fun, you know.
Some funsies. Of our early videos we just made on our phone. Just to have something out
you
there,
get a good phone. Like, the iPhones are pretty good,
they
man.
They are.
Yeah, for video and photographs.
Yeah, that's how we made our first music videos. But now we have a producer, and our first music video is coming out on August 6th. That's after we're published, right? Mm-hmm. So,
and we actually have a video for that last song too.
Is it coming out on the YouTube or?
Yeah, we'll probably release it on like all of those
Vivo
platforms.
Or, yeah.
When does your album come out again?
So we're not exactly releasing the entire album like that. We have these videos prepared and we're still making videos, so we're going to release it like that for a while until the time just feels right, and we'll push the album through a lot of mediums.
That's what Roxy's doing right now too.
Oh yeah.
We have a few things out from that we got from last year, and then we're working on shit this year, and we're going to make an album out of the two things.
Oh nice.
Does it just seem like people who listen to music get bored with the whole album now?
Yes.
They want
like
a little piece, a little piece, a little piece, a little piece.
Yeah, that's another reason.
And then once they like all those songs, then release it all as an album.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Fuck.
Exactly. Listening to an album is like the equivalent of reading a book these days. You know what I mean? People want quick satisfaction, and it's very important to have high quality video because, you know, people want to see something now. They don't want to just hear something. They want to connect with a face or a figure. Cartoon character or a message.
Right.
Yeah. So on that note, do you guys want to hear another track?
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. One.
St. Zach's first. Duke's
we have like
first radio.
A really avant-garde one that's like, you've never heard anything.
Are you talking
like
about our magnum opus?
Our current magnum opus. It's called Learning How to Drown, and it's about drug use.
Substances.
Hennessy's a dark liquor. It's you and Zeus, what's bending on my marked figure. The few seconds of ending tend to end quicker. Got sharks swimming in my head, venom in my liver. Now I'm drunk again like Sunken Man's final breath. I stunk of when the depression was idle stench. It's like fuck a friend, suspend my head, lids drenched. To drown face down, crown split in a trench.
Dancing in the night a lot lately. I got to find legs that will take me home. Sip, sip, take a shot. Drip, drip, little drop. It's one for ladies and one for learning how to drown.
Cocaine's a hell of a med. It's got lines pulling rhymes and dreads out my head. The signs of doubt screaming shout, I'm a fiend getting fed. Chimes up my spine trying to read the rap red. Nah, study nose, dusty load, husky getting widespread. The papers got me paranoid, it's funny cause my nose bled. I'm shucking hunks of asteroid, it's bumpy on the snow sled. This honey so sinusoid, my blow chubby half dead. Ass to bed, all red, here we go like Mario Party. Get in my arm head, start to feel my arteries harden and heart charging far and farther ahead. Every thought half wrong, but not none said. Drawing lines around the rim like a twist from the way. Give me the barrel of monkeys, I wanna take a cigarette. Fat pills of daffodil, remitting nerve thrill. I need a nap.
every fold in my mind. My brain is a toy in a box I can wind. I'd slow down if there was a little more time, but it costs so much, I might stop and rewind. I'm just afraid I'm just this pride. That shit is 30 to 5.
Just dude. Cuts.
It's actually a transition.
Yeah,
there's a transition there into another song. So mm-hmm. otherwise, it would be a 12-minute long song.
And that gives you the feel. Out. That gives you the feel that it fucking goes into something else, and that maybe you should hear the whole album.
Yeah,
but they're not going to release the whole album. So face.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Dude, the fucking when it's all slow in the beginning, and then compared to the rest of the song, it sounds like fucking somebody spilled a grape knee high on Collins Pro Tools rig, and fucking everything slowed down. Right. And then it gets all clear, and when it starts speeding up, and the voice picks up, yeah. That is fucking badass.
Thank you.
Thanks. Damn. Dude, and then the jazz parts. It's like if fucking Frank Zappa's Jazz from Hell like calmed the fuck down a little bit and, you know, was listenable.
Yeah. No, we get compared to Frank Zappa's music pretty regularly, actually.
Fuck. That is fucking really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Great thanks. Job, you guys.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, you know, and people on outsiders, you know, they'll think that bands are all fun and games, but if you really want to have a fulfilling experience, it's really, really important to invest into your product and make something that's worthy of your love, you know, and your passion. So that's what I'm really excited about with this upcoming release.
Cool, man.
Is that we get to show, this is like our hearts out here, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely put a lot into it, so we're excited to see what we can get out of it.
Cool.
Yeah.
You got any live shows coming up?
No.
No, we don't. No live shows to plug.
There's a lot of elements in there. When you guys play live, what is it like?
It's like the album. It's literally like the album.
It really
except
is.
Like
your voice is pitched down. And
no, it's not. That's the only thing that's that's not present in a live act.
Not quite yet.
But it's all there. You know, we have a trumpet player and a tenor player. Normally,
yeah, we're a large ensemble.
Yeah,
and then you
yeah.
got and Bazooka Zach on the
on electronics,
all the electronics, yeah, and then a full drum kit with somebody.
Full drums, yeah, keys.
How long does it take you to set up?
Yeah,
a long time.
I don't know.
A long time.
Like
is it
a half an hour?
It takes me like 5 minutes to set
eight
up.
People. Well, yeah, you.
It's seven people. It's consistently seven people.
Yeah, it's about 6 to 7 people.
And Duke on the bass.
Yeah,
yeah. So he plays bass and raps, and I play guitar and I rap.
Fuck.
And that's it.
I don't hear a lot of guitar in that recording, though.
Yeah, most of the guitar is like harmonic placekeeper for most of the album.
That's a that's a theoretical term for you there.
Yeah.
Harmonic placekeeper.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
funny because harmonic placekeeper was my old radio DJ name.
Oh,
no
nice.
Way.
Except it was harmonic placekeeper in the morning.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, so that's really cool.
I see, Kim, you're standing now. Is Rory's chair hurting your back?
Yeah, Rory's chair is very uncomfortable.
I think it's Rory.
Yeah, he put his butt rivets in it. That's why I sit in my own chair.
It's just a big chair to fill. I mean, we miss you, Rory. Come back soon.
Yeah, no, I'm all about drinking pee.
Well, when you get done with that, get back to the podcast, man. We miss you. I think we're going to be off next week, so this will run for 2 weeks.
Sweet. Yeah, my vacation. Sorry.
We're not. Well, you need it. I'm glad you're going on vacation, dude.
Getting out of Dodge.
Good job. Good job. Were you going to any place special?
Yeah, I'm going to go visit dead people.
Nice shit.
Yeah, my grandparents died like what, 2 years or a year ago now? I forgot. Anyway.
Right.
Almost like a year and a half ago.
So you're doing that pilgrimage again, okay.
Yeah, visiting the whole family. And while I'm there, I used to always stop in Petaluma and visit the grandparents. And so I'm going to stop in Petaluma and visit the grandparents. It's just at a different place. And they used to go to a fucking Catholic church for a million years. And I'm going to go to the same service that they go to and fucking...
You're an awesome grandson and human being, sir.
I miss them, and I missed. I used to go to church with them every time I would go to town, and so I'm gonna go fucking. And that, somebody told me that at the church that they go to, at their service, still nobody sits in their spot.
Wow.
So it's kind of fun and cool. So I'm gonna go check that out.
Neat.
And I like cemeteries anyway, and the Petaluma Cemetery is really fucking cool. So.
Yeah, you always take some pictures when you go there, huh?
I always, we went to Oakland. We spent a whole day at the cemetery. Like we just, I'm still, you know.
Oh, you were with
kid.
Katie, too.
Yeah,
right?
And she's a goth kid, too.
Yeah.
Well, she fucking drives dead bodies around as part of her job.
Yeah, I heard she wants to do forensics now.
She's a really hot, creepy girl. So
we should have her on the podcast someday.
Yeah, just fuck yeah.
Like on Halloween, she'd be a good guest, too.
Oh, my God, she would be a great guest for Halloween. We're just like, what are dead people like?
Guys, we're not allowed to have hot girls on the show anymore because I'll ask them out.
Yeah, and then you'll be dating them.
We don't mind. I don't mind.
And she's probably down, dude. She'll do you like a man, though. She's a guy. She just like farts and stuff. She's really cool.
Wow. Way to sell it, Rick.
Yeah. Well, Rick, shall we ask them a couple of uncomfortable questions?
Shall we do that now? Now Mac has recently done this, so.
Right.
So are we just gonna rope him in and make him answer stuff again? I forget how his quiz went.
Duke, what do you think?
Let's let Clip do it because I mean let's do it.
Okay.
I think we have another track we could play out. You know, at the end here.
Sure.
Do we have another
that
one?
That has nothing to do with this. Duke.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, we had
I'm just
that
making
plan.
Sure. We I'm just micromanaging. I'm just micromanaging.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So do you want to join us on asking some questions, Mac?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Maybe not.
I'm
don't want to break up another band.
I'm on cannabis right now, so
okay.
I'm not too quick.
Dude, I'm
okay.
glad that...
I know this is going to be a short quiz because of that. Cadillac Kim, I'm counting on you. Hit the music, dude.
Am I doing it too?
Absolutely. You're asking questions. You're not?
No.
Oh.
Because
we already had you on the quiz.
Well, if you think of something crazy,
you
speak up and
you get creative.
Okay.
You know.
Doesn't have to be
me,
the ones
me and Rick
do.
Will drive the ship. If you feel like saying something from the back seat, feel free to join in.
Okay.
Hit it.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
That's right. It's the worst little quiz. That's why we ask you some uncomfortable and odd questions that we've come up with over the years. Then we'll do a series of rapid fire to see what you like and you don't like, or what you like better and what you like more. This is kind of fun thing we do every week on The Worst Little Podcast, and Rory is such a more exciting host than I am. But you're stuck with me, so here we go.
Fucked up, interesting answers get higher points.
Now that the Duke has been on, we of course we're gonna concentrate.
So we're not gonna get into the Duke?
No, we're not gonna get up in the Duke at all. We're not gonna get our hands in that. I just washed my hands. So
do not call upon the Duke when the floods come.
Clipper, what was the first big concert you ever went to? You get audio, you have to say something.
Yeah. I don't know.
Blink-182.
I have no idea.
You really don't. Have you ever been to a big show?
No.
You've never been to a show.
What
to
is
like
the first music thing that you must own, like a CD? You're old enough for CDs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have a lot of CDs.
What was like the first CD you ever bought with your own money?
The Eminem show, I think. Or like High Voltage by AC/DC or some shit like that. I don't know. It was one of those two.
I'm going to give you some points for both of those answers.
Oh, wait. No. You know? It was Exodus by Bob Marley.
Okay.
So,
dude, like, when you were a little kid with giant hair, that's what you were checking out.
Yeah.
Fucking bad.
Reggae and stuff.
AC/DC, reggae, and Eminem.
And Eminem, yeah.
Nice. Well, that's a good combo, I think.
Fuck yeah.
All right. So if you were, let's see, if you were on a road trip with any celebrity or figure in society that you could go on a buddy road trip movie with, who would be your buddy?
Esperanza Spalding, probably. She's are you guys familiar with her? She's a jazz musician from Portland. She's won Grammy, like Best New Artist. She teaches at Harvard now. She started teaching at Berkeley when she was 17. She got her GED when she was 16, and she's a demigod. Among humans. She's the next step in evolution for humanity.
So you go across country with her and learn some shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is she
hot too?
I would do
anything for her. Of course she is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't even need eyes to know that, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a really good answer.
Look that up.
I prepared for this one.
Yeah, you're gonna use that one later, right, Kim?
Yeah.
Yes, actually, I am.
Fuck yeah.
Cool.
Spunk. Let's go to some fun ones. Like, do you have the bathroom door open or closed when you go?
I live with a bunch of dudes, so if it gets closed, that's nice. Otherwise, I'll pee. If I'm pooping, I'll shut the door for sure.
Good.
Yeah, because that's my business. 100%.
Good.
Age and circumstance of your defloration, deflowering.
She wants to know when and how.
When did you lose it?
Where and now?
Before my 17th birthday.
Well, Chef says 17 is the right age.
Okay, so that's good. But, and like just after school on a rainy day in Vegas, oddly enough.
Were your parents home?
Was it your house or the ladies?
It was the ladies' house, and her dad was cool. Which is kind of weird, but he like bought us condoms and stuff, and it was very
He was
very
like,
chill.
"Here's a rubber bone, my daughter."
It was a wonderful situation.
Shit.
Actually,
that's really cool.
No, I'm gonna go in the other room and not think about that. You're porking my daughter right in here.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. No, they were. Yeah,
I bet she is such a whore today.
How dare you? I bet she just has responsible sex, dude. You know what I mean?
She probably does have responsible sex.
That was a good influence.
Right.
If you could have any B-list celebrity at your funeral.
B-list celebrity at my funeral. Jesus. I think it'd be cool if like do you guys know Danny Brown? If Danny Brown knew me and he was at my funeral, he might have some really funny things to say.
Who's Danny Brown?
Is a comedian?
He's a rapper.
Oh,
he's one of the modern
he's B-list,
yeah, exactly.
yeah there you go, like, you know, if you're very into like hip-hop currently and stuff, you would probably
have like Rob Schneider or somebody.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
He's not B-list
he totally is B-list.
Or like Tim and Eric, they might be fun at a funeral.
Oh my god,
those are B-list.
Underground royalty, but B-list.
Yeah,
Gilbert Gottfried or Bobcat Goldthwait.
I Is he B-list?
Gilbert.
Oh, yeah. They're both hella B-list.
Yeah.
I mean, well, maybe Gilbert is on the edge of it. No, he's B. He's totally B.
It depends on what circles,
too. A-list celebrities like Ben Bennifer and fucking, like, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know, George
Will,
Clooney.
Will Smith.
Yeah, these people are B.
Oh, my God. Will Smith is insane.
Will Smith is my hero.
Yeah.
Who's hero?
The Duke.
The Duke's hero?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Duke loves Will Smith.
Yeah. Clipper, how many books do you have in your library?
Books in my room right now, I would say, my bookshelf, probably have 40 books, 40 to 50 books.
Nice. What was the last one you read?
But I just filtered through them. I opened one yesterday on North Indian ragas, like the music of North India, briefly. I would hardly call it reading.
Okay.
The last full book you read is in school?
Yeah. What is the last full book? A textbook for CH 203 about the American Revolution. It's the last full book I read.
Fuck.
And How old are you? Super whack. I'm almost 24. I'll be 24 in 2 months or so.
Far out.
But I've been in college for 6 years, and I'm graduating in like a week, technically. They'll send me my degree. Thank you.
Cool. What's your major?
Jazz music.
Nice.
That was not part of the quiz.
No, but he's getting points for that anyway.
Fuck yeah.
That's how I met most of the group, actually, was the jazz department.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
Which comedian would I like to be that clown?
To escort you to your death.
George Carlin.
Nice.
But like probably like 2008 George Carlin. I don't know.
He was dead then, wasn't he?
He died like 4 months into 2008. Early 2000s. Yeah.
So right before he died would be
Fuck. Sick too.
At his wisest.
I don't know. Or like really early George Carlin might be cool too.
Yeah.
Not somewhere in between.
Dude, he'd give you a rail.
Am I the only one who's ever answered Zach Galifianakis?
That's pretty cool.
Is that my own? Am I the only one?
I think you were the first one, yeah. I don't think you're the only one. Someday someone else will say that.
Between two ferns.
But you are. Good choice on that one. I don't remember. What was your answer, Duke?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
I have short-term memory loss.
That's fine. Okay.
I heard that's a myth.
Clip. Let's do one more. Rick, did you have any dirty ones?
No, that was the big dirty one that I wanted. But what about lover, brother, or mother trapped on a desert island? Who do you cannibalize first?
Lover, mother, or brother?
Right. If you don't have brother, substitute best friend.
Best friend.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Ouch.
Best friend.
Riku.
That would be a lot.
It's the Duke.
Ouch.
Dude, but seriously, Duke.
Didn't
like,
Riku
I would
have
you
some?
Too.
I was hoping
or did
he would have said
rapid fires.
Rapid fires.
She's all rapid fire except the question she already asked.
Okay. Well, let's get into the rapid fire then. This is the rapid fire portion of it. I'm going to try to go really fast with
rapid
this.
Rapid fire!
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Tacos or hamburgers?
Tacos.
All right. Pizza or hot dogs?
Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It usually is pizza and tacos.
I always get hungry.
Okay.
Anyway, let's
Would
go.
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Ooh.
Cancer.
Cancer, okay.
No, really? No, AIDS.
AIDS. Yeah, it's going with
AIDS.
AIDS,
bro.
AIDS.
Okay.
He'll take AIDS.
I can control that.
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to fight, a donkey or a walrus?
A donkey.
Ooh.
Dude, after all the talk of walrus boning.
That's why I'm scared of the walrus. Yeah. He can whoop walrus's ass.
Donkey, man.
Yeah.
Chewbacca would be happy with that answer. Let's see. Marvel or DC?
Shit, I don't know.
You don't care?
I don't care, yeah.
Okay. Bob Marley or Bob Dylan?
Bob Marley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Public Enemy or NWA?
NWA.
NWA. So the other guys blurred in stuff. Beer.
Gay or ginger?
Oh, Riku with the...
What was
rather,
that?
Gay or ginger? Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I don't know. I don't care.
Redfield Clipper, you already have red hair, right?
I'm a strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
In the summer. You can kind of see it.
That's how we think of you.
So there you go.
Strawberry blonde.
I'm already
He's going with
part
ginger.
Ginger.
He's going
the
with ginger.
The gays can get married.
Gingers can get married too, Rico.
But gingers have no souls. Who would marry a ginger?
Jesus.
Oh. Can I marry a gay ginger?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Dude, in your face.
I think that's the most popular answer is gay ginger.
Right. Yeah.
I like them both. What's wrong with that? Let's go with Bowie or Prince.
Bowie.
Bowie. Would you go Ronnie James Dio or Ozzy Osbourne?
Dio, I think. I think Dio.
Okay, nice. Not a lot of people pick Dio. Ozzy's,
really?
Oh, Ozzy's good. The more popular answer. So way
I
to be.
I don't even know who that is.
You know who Black Sabbath are?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, aware that they had two different singers?
No, I was not.
And one was Ozzy Osbourne, one was Dio.
The more you know.
Dio did Heaven and Hell and all the stuff later on when Ozzy was solo.
Because knowledge is power.
Because I think he got kicked out of the band for some reason. I'm not sure, but go look up Ozzy and check it out. Let's get to some others.
Circumcised or not?
Oh, Riku, always cutting me off. Circumcised or not?
Oh, I am circumcised. Is it a preference or is it what I am?
Well, you know, while we're here, go both. Yeah. So you are, and then what do you prefer?
I'm happy with my penis the way it is, for sure.
Right.
So, what about other people's penises?
It's about other dudes' dicks.
Yeah, I don't care.
You'll take an uncut dude.
They can. I don't know. It would have been nice to have an option, though.
Fucking A. I wish somebody would ask me before they mutilated my junk.
Right. Nice. That's a weird thing.
Yes.
I'm glad I got it done when I didn't have to make
but
a
I'm
choice.
Also very glad right? that it happened early on.
I don't remember that.
I remember
that.
It, yeah.
That's super true. Is that like the price you guys pay for your male privilege?
For what?
Yes, but we never know. I've only known
you don't
like,
have to get circumcised.
I've only known two people that did it halfway through life, and they are the only people who know what's really better from your perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they say?
What do they say?
The one guy I know who did that, he liked it both ways, but he hated his circumcised dick. Didn't it? It was a gay dude. Gay dudes
no
always love
back.
Whatever they
we
don't have.
Gay guys.
No, so he was uncut his whole life, and then like in his fucking late 30s, he got circumcised.
Wow. Was he Jewish?
So no, but he had red hair.
he's a ginger. That makes sense.
Right, really.
Circumcised ginger gay.
Have you heard that they have a kit where you can regrow your foreskin now?
I've seen that with like where like pulls it forward and slowly stretches the skin out. I've been thinking about it because I want it back.
Yeah, try it.
I totally want it back.
Wow. We got to talk about that next week on the podcast. We don't have enough time today, but
I've seen like a video where a guy was and he was like, "Look, and now I'm kind of it's kind of like close to being."
Wait, is it like stem cell stuff? Like you can actually
grow
back?
If you stretch skin, it just will grow. And so like it's this thing where you like it's like with bands and stuff that you cause it to be always stretched and then it slowly like gets
Rick,
more and more skin.
Don't do that.
But it would be so rad to have a fucking foreskin. Do you know what it's like? Imagine if like somebody cut away all the stuff protecting your clit and your clit just rubbed on your underwear all day long.
I would never leave the house.
Fuck, it's awful. And like we don't even know what it would be like to have the natural cover. And then people are like, "Oh, but it gets dirty." Like I take a shower every day, it'll be fine. And then I dated an uncut dude and was like, "That is way better than my penis. It is way better."
Yeah.
So
it's better. It's better.
Much better way. Penis.
Yeah. Yay!
Thank you, Allison.
Allison, do you like uncircumcised? Allison, are you circumcised or uncircumcised?
I don't remember what kind.
Not cool.
You check it out.
Rick. Okay, so Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you rather... God, I don't have any guys. Come on.
Britney Spears.
What do you do? Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
I don't know the last one.
Chaz Bono
it's a very
is
controversial
Sonny
question.
Sonny and Cher's child who was born a woman and is transed into a man. So it's now a male. So
and
it's
Bruce
a woman
Jenner's
who became a male
Caitlyn
who's
Jenner.
Famous or a man who became a woman who's famous.
Oh, man, I just don't care at all.
Chaz all the way.
Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera?
Oh, that's a good one.
Christina Aguilera. For sure.
Alicia Keys or Adele?
Alicia Keys.
Run DMC or the Sugar Hill Gang?
Sugar Hill Gang. I think.
No shit!
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Home Alone or the Goonies?
Home Alone.
Fuck, I would have totally gone Goonies. Wow.
It's hard choice, right? Yeah.
I just saw Goonies for the first time 6 months ago, too.
We're of that age, Nick.
I know.
This is so
our
old.
Time.
Lost
here.
Boys or Interview with a Vampire?
Probably Interview, I think. Yeah.
And rice. Vampire. Okay.
Chicken wings or barbecue pork ribs?
Chicken wings.
Dude, this guy's doing great.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a wrong answer. Let's just end the quiz now and give him all the
Fuck
all
yeah.
the money.
Yeah.
You get all the points. Dude, and Nick. No competition.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Nick, did he win?
Podcast.
Oh, he did win.
Fuck yeah.
You won the internet. You won the podcast this week. And we celebrate you. Way to go. What kind of prizes do we have for him, right?
We totally have an effing punk drink cozy.
Effing punks drink cozy. Thank you, effing punks.
Thank you
for sponsoring the show. You rule.
Is it like effingpunks.com, right?
Effingpunks.com. EFFINPUNX.com.
Okay. Effing punks.
Thanks, effing punks.
Thanks, effing punks.
All right. So let's listen to another jam and then we'll get out of here. If we got anything going on this weekend, Kim, that we should know about?
Thursday night, actually, my tattoo artist, my favorite human on the world or in the world, Ron Rash, actually has a show at CC. If you guys have not been to CC Coffee Company, it's a motorcycle themed coffee shop.
Oh, cool.
So they do tattoo type art on like helmets and clothing and stuff. They sell helmets. And yeah, I know you do. But it is on it is right behind the Pioneer Theater.
I think on State Street.
Yeah, and they serve coffee and booze and stuff.
It's owned by Jack Beasel from Hopeless Jack.
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice.
Shout out.
Hey.
Shout out Hopeless Jack.
Yeah, check out
Good Band.
Just check out the blog and I post everything. By Thursday, you guys can check out.
Where can we find the blog?
WorstLittlePodcast.com.
Ah. Also, you can get us on the Facebook. It's super easy.
Okay.
Worst Little Podcast on Facebook. And if you're bands out there or you know people who have bands out there who want to be on the podcast, get in touch with Cadillac Kim on Facebook or Rory Dowd. Don't get in touch with me or Rick because we don't do that stuff. And Chewbacca will just ignore you.
You can only get in touch with people who have cool names.
No, right. You could always ask us if you see us around town, and we'll definitely direct you right back to Kim or Rory. So
it's always the first thing out of my mouth. You got to ask one of them.
Yeah, because I don't know what's going on or when it's possible for you to play. But they do, so get in touch with them. This weekend, me and Rory have a gig on August 10th. It's not really this weekend, but we'll advertise it now. We're playing over at Alturas.
On the down low, yes. Have you guys been there yet?
Not yet.
Oh, my God.
They asked us to play already, though.
You should play there. The sound is fucking awesome in there, and they're great to work with.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll probably be there.
You should at least go to a show there and check it out.
Right.
Yeah.
We're playing with Mason Frey, and we're playing with Husky Burnett, who are on tour.
Fuck yeah. Mason Frey. Awesome.
Yeah. Mason Frey.
Mason Frey. I always get his name mixed up.
It's spelled Frey. It's Frey.
And if we're telling him on the internet, we have to tell them how it's spelled. They won't be able to find him.
Yeah. Mason, M-A-S-O-N, Frey, F-R-E-Y.
But if you see him, call it Frey.
Mason Frey.
Mason Frey. Like if you
Mason Frey. I'm going to say it.
Good looking out, Rick.
Frey. 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 Okay, got it. So go to that over at the new music spot.
I keep calling it the new alley.
Alturas. Down low.
The new alley. That's the quickest way to find it.
It's on 4th Street over there, across from Fantasy Girls, so, you know, that's
great.
Other than that, Rick, you got anything coming up?
No, I'm just leaving town.
Right, you got a big vacation covered.
I've got great stuff. I'm doing another solo project with, finishing up the solo project with Joe, who used to be our intern.
Oh, Joe, I miss Joe.
We spent a lot of time.
Yeah, she was
so
a good
awesome
intern.
And, Fox, we've been like tracking that out, and that's going to hopefully be done by the end of next month. And I'm finishing up the thing with Doctors of Feel Good.
All right, on Michael Jackson and folks.
And it's funny, like that project is stretched out so far, and they're so much fun to work with and so much fun to hang out with that we don't get a lot of work done. We just hang out and fucking talk and laugh. And God, I love just seeing those guys. So. Fuck, and now the band has changed completely from when we started.
You just said fuck butt.
You just said buck butt.
I think you said fuck butt. Fuck
butt. Dude, it's been
fuck butt.
Need to get laid. Or maybe I just need to hang out with some chick while she gets dick pics and not screw her.
Hey.
Be great.
Try it out.
Fuck yeah.
Let's hang out, Rick.
It's right, more spiritual. You're into
have
that.
You ever, have you ever, Shays? Have you,
we got to open for Afro Man at Shays.
Oh, you did?
The Afro Man.
That's cool.
Oh, was that you guys?
We opened for awesome. Afro Man. Yeah, it was a piece of music history.
Yeah.
Nice.
Definitely.
And he's come here a couple times, so when he comes back, maybe you'll get to do it again.
Yeah, maybe. It was a really good show.
It was great. We would play at Shays anytime.
Oh, fucking Kay Flay is playing at The Saint coming up. You guys know her?
No.
She's
no.
a female hip-hop artist.
K Kay Flay?
Kay Flay, yeah.
Sounds good.
Chewy from the show, who's not here today, turned me on to her. But yeah, she's fucking good. And
like
she's playing
letter
the same.
K?
Yeah, the letter K, last name F-L-A-Y. Kay Flay.
I will research. It's on the blog.
It's A-Y, right, not like Mason
Fly.
Frey.
Okay, okay.
It's Kim Flay.
Okay, got it.
I like a nice ugly triangle. Kayfle. You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl.
That's right, Chewbacca. Nice triangle. Anyway.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Okay,
she would never do that, Chewie.
Well, no, she wouldn't. Because Chewbacca would be totally nice and be like, hi, great show, and then walk away. That'd be the end of that.
And I would end up in her hotel room.
Yeah, that's more
that's how I roll.
Up Kim's alley.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know about the peeing part, but getting with girls, I don't know.
I don't know. Kim seems like, you know.
Chewie's married.
If you explained it in the proper context, she might be down for anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway.
I'm like that too. Like, you know, well, what are your needs? We'll see. I don't know.
One more time.
Dude wants you to poo on top of a glass coffee table while he lays underneath it. Eh, maybe.
How can everybody watch the new video release, and what is the date again?
It's August 6th, this Sunday. Look for it on YouTube and Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Links abound.
At Redfield Clipper. Follow us. Give us some clicks, man. We want our local love, so we can go global. That's our goal with this project.
Yeah. And this video in particular is going to be real local, so you'll see a lot of landmarks throughout.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love Reno videos that have all that stuff in it. It's cool.
Yeah,
that's
our last song for you tonight is the video song. So it's called Too Close.
Too Close.
Too Close. All right. Well, for Redfield Clipper, for Cadillac Kim, for Rory Dowd, who cannot be here, for Chewbacca, for Riku, for Dog Water Dick in the back, I'm Nick Ramirez saying thanks for listening. Life is short. We love you. Take it away.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Me off guard, these thoughts got me hard and alarmed for the charm on my dick. Got these hoes taking numbers like DMV, swag on the tip, that's a STD. December, my molly mind remembers all the tender tips and tens I tapped on benders. My friend hips so slender, that pussy I crescendo, and only half the work like Bender. And I'm like 40% feeling this bitch. More than your core, I want my head pissed. So you're shaking shorty high and he might be getting me high, but I can cultivate this garden is dry. Well, here's the daisy darling debutante. Divine as a double D demigod. Doper than the drug dealing dwarf. I'm diving in a deep sea for sure. Flying like a line move vector. Wit like who's she standing next to? Open when she rent umbrella. It hits me across the face, a Stella. Desire like a locomotive. Spilling, drilling in its out, feeling overloaded. Love for dog, that's grabbing ass. Smoking grass, queen of beak, we high on sassafras. And rolling like the heart of Paul McCartney. Wings of spring flinging, still clinging to an art piece. The world stars got me eating at Arby's. See the fiend in me, still reaching for a heartbeat. Now come close, so close. Now you're too close, bitch, you're too close. But I will learn beauty from touch. Till I got to chill with the hot sakis. Got me cocky, less selective, retrospective. A lecture checking history's a pleasure. Finding treasure in refinement, that's reflective. New objective, I move and do corrective. From stooping down to prove a frown depressive. To moving sound of what she's found expressive. I'm trying to love someone whose love is so extensive. Hold on to letting go of the life you've led. Hold on to the thoughts that you dread. Hold on until your grip's dead. Sometimes you'll find that your heart's in your head. Boy, let a shorty in. Death, honey, driven in five porcelain. See, money won't make a man masculine. Any feminine, it ain't no fucking pathogen. So, trust me, you can throw play javelin.
to fill your heart up. Oxygen, she's good for your heart, like Cheerios. Objectifying good in all scenarios. Even if she flees, she ain't bugging. Learn to love and love the sight of a loving. Born with nothing, out from under the assumption that production plus compunction equals something. And your girl ain't charged. You know your pride is surely busting under tension that was expected from those hopes fronting. Born to be loving, humping, thrusting, busting, nothing coming. So everybody get down, let's get the fucking. Now come close, so close. Now you're too close, girl, you're too close. But we will learn beauty from depth within and from
unusual for mentally disturbed people to have moods that swing from one extreme to the other.
Backwater Studios.
Frightened and bewildered as he obviously is, the more he is hurt, the more he will struggle.
I love you very much. You know that?